Yo, what's up? It is fucking late as fucking fuck. Goddamn, I don't know why. Well, I stayed up real late. Silly me. Yo, I got tweets from Pietro. Said, "Hot damn, Chris, you are on fire with the June 22 ep. We can bring down the rich to our level if slavery isn't a popular option." Thank you, Pietro. I forget exactly my idea about what to do in the class war, but it was something about enslaving the rich, which I think, but first we have to have the class war. And also, don't turn off the AC either and record from your phone. This is another tweet from Pietro. You should be comfortable while recording the show. Thank you, Pietro. I took your advice. Well, actually, I really was gonna do all those things. I'll do that tomorrow, but I just like woke up and I was like shocked by the time. So I'm like, I'm just taking my phone and start recording right away so I can get this done. And not, it's fucking 207. So I know 207. How dare I do that? What kind of awful person sleeps that late? Like why do I think I should be able to just terrible, terrible, terrible. Well, I'm gluttonous. Is that for sleep? That doesn't make sense. All right. Oh fuck! I can't wait to tell you. This is some crazy, crazy, crazy thing. So there's this guy in my building. He's like a older dude. I don't know his age. It's kind of hard to tell, but he's, gray hair and I mean, I would guess around 60. All right, I might be wrong, but whatever. Anyway, there was a package thief in this building. Someone steals like Amazon packages, and some neighbors that we've talked to have thought it's this guy. I have no idea. No idea who it is, but he's just like an older guy, lives by himself and with his two dogs, and never really talked to him. But he's been here way longer than we've been here, and we've been here 5 years. Now, I come to find out yesterday that that guy, from the years 1984 to 1991, was the tour manager for Bon Jovi. And it blew my mind. So, he basically told Jacqueline, like at a coffee shop, like just talking to her randomly, and never had talked to her really before. So it was really weird. And I'm just amazed, and was Googling this guy and found pictures and everything. It's absolutely verified. This is the truth. And only in New York City, baby, that the guy downstairs was the tour manager for Bon Jovi. So, I mean, he must have seen so much stuff. He must have seen so much. I mean, I must have gotten so many, like, I mean, the tour manager probably gets, he must have gotten so much runoff sex from this Bon Jovi during, like, I mean, just the height of Bon Jovi-ness. So, if he is stealing the packages, I mean, I got some sneakers coming next week, so I'd be really pissed if those go missing, but past sins, in my mind, forgiven. If that's him, I have no idea. it probably is somebody else. Because I don't even know who lives in every apartment. Some apartments, I have no idea who fucking lives in them. It's probably one of those people. Anyway. Anyway, that's a terrible transitioning out of something. Anyway, it's only good in that Blues Traveler song. But anyway, that's a snappy tune. I don't give a shit what you think. I mean, I'm not like a huge Blues Traveler. Like, I don't know anything else about them, but this song's fucking, that's a catchy tune. So let's do some news. Don't get out of here. It's gonna be a quick motherfucker. Alright. Somehow my icons got rearranged on my phone and it's annoying. Nothing's where it should be. Okay, let's see what's going on. Google begins removing private medical reports from search results. Phew, thank you. Don't want that coming up when people Googling me, seeing that I have a low sperm count. I don't know. I don't have any medical records up there. To my knowledge, I didn't know that was something you could find from Googling people. I didn't find the tour manager for Bon Jovi's medical records, I'll tell you that. That's like the first person I've Googled in a long time. Stop sending EMS to respond to overdose calls, councilman says. Stop sending. Why not? What's the councilman in Ohio? Frustration with the amount of money and public safety services being devoted to drug overdoses left to one Middletown, Ohio council member asking if it's possible for the city to not respond to such calls, saying the city needs to find so just let people that are overdosing not get, I don't know, shit, that's terrible. No, fuck that guy. I mean, I don't understand what's going on with all these overdosing and all that shit. It's I don't know anybody doing heroin right now, so I know, I've known people doing it, and they've said it's pretty, you know, it's a tough one once you get into it. I ain't fucking with it, I'll tell you that right now. Oh, that's a sad story. I'm going to tell that one. I'm going to try to do a couple good stories and then we'll leave. Oh no, that's a bad one too. Nebraska State, well, I was going to tell it anyway, even though it's bad. Nebraska State official caught on tape saying he's glad Scalise got shot. What a terrible piece of shit. Why would you be glad somebody got shot? I mean, let's see, where fucking the Omaha, Nebraska, a Nebraska Democrat Party official is now in hot water. Yeah, fuck, dude. Well, there are, it's like, this is like a really, like, it's like, I don't even want to talk about politics. Fuck it. Fuck that. And fuck that guy. He should be in trouble. Fuck him. Policewoman bites small store employee after attempting to steal stripper pole. All right. Now this sounds interesting. Where is this? Little Rock, Arkansas. Police say a mall store employee is recovering after a woman bit her. It's police colon. It wasn't a police woman. It was like a woman who was trying to steal a stripper pole. Employee said she was working at Spencer's in the mall in Little Rock or whatever. A suspect came and tried to return an item for cash or store credit. The employee told police she recognized a woman. She recognized the woman because she had suspected her previously stealing from the store. So much drama going on at the Spencer's gifts. You know, it's you sell those types of the salacious items. Who knows what you kind of element you're gonna bring in? You get people all riled up with your the sexual nature of your products, and someone's gonna take a stripper pole, and you know people are gonna get bit. I guess. No, you shouldn't bite anybody. You shouldn't steal, even from Spencer's. I'm gonna say as long as that woman didn't get anything. Whoever the employee was that got bit, and the woman that bit him, or her, I don't know, I didn't see. But whoever, as long as no one got hurt, really, I'm going to say exciting day all around. And you got in the paper, and in the local news, and you got to be pretty excited about that. So, I think everybody wins. Except for the lady that got arrested for biting and stealing a stripper pole. Hopefully she doesn't get that much time. That's my hope. I don't think you should have to do a lot of time for that. I would say 3 years probation. And I don't know how many hours of community service. I always feel bad. Hours of community service sounds like hell. That's my sentence. All right, that's it. Thanks for your tweets, PHR. Everybody, you can tweet at me at Chris Laker. You can email me, chris@chrislaker.com. Whatever, I'm here. You know, I'm always happy to get communication. And I will talk to you fucks tomorrow. We love you.